Not me, not Hermione.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Neha.
I'm Afreen.
Welcome to Dramione Diaries. This is a podcast where we read and react to Draco and Hermione fanfiction. Welcome to
episode 17.
Wow, Afreen. Episode 17. What's that about, Afreen? Tell us.
It's about Lionheart Book 2.
Hey. I feel like we promised someone on TikTok that we were going to do disappearances.
Yeah, but we did say sorry last episode.
Yeah.
And we're saying it again.
It's so hard, like, once you start and then we're going
to
stop.
Well, I feel like we definitely don't need to do all of Lionheart.
Yeah, are we doing disappearances next?
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay, Afreen, before we get into it, okay. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. If you were to get something from the magical world for these 2 weeks, what would it be and why?
Just get something.
Yeah.
Like if I could buy it.
Yeah.
I feel like because of Lionheart, I'm so intrigued by how much Hermione loves cauldron cakes.
Dude.
I would love a cauldron cake.
Yeah.
Like, what is it? Is it like, I don't know why, but I imagine those little Debbie zebra cakes, but in the form of a cauldron.
Why am I thinking of like a pound cake?
Ooh, I love a pound cake dipped in chai.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Neha, if you could have anything from the magical world this week, what would it be and why?
Okay, I know we used this before, but I need a pep rep potion because I went to the UK and I feel like I was such an EP girl and mm-hmm. I just went for like the week and I feel like I didn't get time to acclimatize. And
yeah,
everything.
That was a quick trip. Not a quick journey.
Yeah, so I needed pepper up, but I still had a good time because I saw Malfoy Manor.
Oh yeah.
And I saw the Harry Potter studio tour.
Mm-hmm. Catch you on our TikTok.
Hell yeah.
At Dramione Diaries Pod.
I just dragged my husband around.
Did he like it?
His country. Yeah, he did. He really liked Malfoy Manor, which is called Hardwick Hall. Mm-hmm. It was so cute.
Why is it called that?
It was actually like the woman who was the richest woman next to Queen Elizabeth the First. It was like her.
Oh.
And she was basically this woman named Elizabeth. She's of Shrewsbury, so they called her Elizabeth Shrewsbury. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's a town in Massachusetts, and I know that because I used to live near there.
Oh my God. Well, you know, like the New England just steals all the English names.
Yeah. Worcester.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she just like kept marrying up and kept getting richer like that.
You know what? I love that for her.
I know.
Oh, a queen.
A slay.
Randomly, her husband just kept dying.
I know. And then, like,
she's giving him Zabini. Zabini's
then, like,
mom.
No, literally. And then we were asking, like, the people who worked there, like, about, like, every room that we were in to, like, mm-hmm. give us some information. Mm-hmm. And when he was telling us about, like, yeah, you know, every husband would die and then she would like subsequently marry another one and get like richer and stuff. And he was like, but she never killed them. Okay.
She
was
just so much for clarifying.
I know. I was like, it's okay. I was thinking it.
We were all thinking a little black widow.
Yeah. Yeah. So
a queen.
That would be my thing.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah. All right. Shall we get into it?
Let's get into it.
Hell yeah. Lionheart Book 2 by Green Teacup.
Yeah. So this is basically chapters 9 through 16. Mm-hmm. If you're on AO3 or whatever.
And it's the rewrite of year 2.
Mm-hmm.
Again, just a recap with Draco getting sorted into Gryffindor. Lucius is dead.
God bless.
He got pardoned. he got him and Narcissa pardoned before. So yeah. He just like ratted out everybody.
After the first war.
And then a year later, Bellatrix killed him.
And so Draco's been like getting friendlier for sure. Like the first year he hated it.
Yeah, but the only bright spot was Hermione.
Yeah, and she also, he spent the summer listening to some tapes.
Yeah, she got him a Walkman.
That's couldn't even tell you what time. That looks like, honestly. Like, I don't even know.
I was like, I think I had a CD player. That was my first ever thing when I was like in third grade.
What's the difference between a CD player and a Walkman?
A Walkman is like small? Cassette. A Walkman is cassettes. These are tapes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, plain.
Yeah. So the first thing I got was when I was in third grade was a CD player because I was going from SFO to Houston. And then my mom was like, how do I keep Neha busy? So she's like, here, I'll get you a CD player. What CD do you want? And I was like, Avril Lavigne, Let Go. And I just heard that the entire time.
Slay.
Yeah.
I had, I think in first or second grade, my best friend got me like my intro to music because my mom was all like, oh, no music. She got me like like the full Disney playlist on CDs.
Hell yeah.
And also like a pink CD, like portable player that came with like purple headphones to
That's
go with
so
it.
Cute.
Yeah. So I was just like, a whole new world.
Oh my God. It really was a whole new world
no,
for you.
Really. And aww. I was obsessed with Little Mermaid and Little Mermaid 2.
Imagine like Hermione giving Draco like Disney, and he presses play and it's like, look at this stuff. Isn't it neat?
No, it's everything the light touches is yours.
Nah, he like presses play and it's like, nah.
I just can't wait to be king.
He's like, I like that one.
I relate to this so hard. But yeah, so he's just like, I like how he's just like, yeah, so I'm not saying this is better than Beethoven. I forget what cassette she sent him, but he's just like, I'm just saying, like, if you want to send me more, I'll reimburse you.
He's like, it can't be more than like a symphony. What was it? What does his mom have?
She has like a symphony boxes or something. Yeah. And she's like, mom insists that we keep several of those.
I love the letters.
I love the letters.
I love a letter. Like, it's just so nice.
She also, like, I liked how the letter exchanges really summarized the whole thing with Harry. Like, I like that it's Draco's POV, but you still get Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it feels very Harry Potter because he's like, because like Ron and Hermione to him both are like, hey, we haven't heard from Harry. And he goes, let me send Ulysses. He's a little ferocious. He comes back missing some feathers.
What was that? Did Dudley like shoot him with a BB gun?
A BB gun. And he goes, and Draco, like writing to Harry, was like,
he's like, I don't know what the fuck
sure.
a Dudley is.
Yeah, I don't know what a Dudley is, but he sounds insane.
Yeah, and he was just like, if you don't respond to this within like the next week, like I'm calling in.
Like, he's like, I'm reporting to the DMLE, like a wellness like, check, please.
He's like, I'm not afraid to contact the ministry.
Yeah.
He sent a letter to Ron and was like, yo, I think like something's wrong with Harry.
And that's when Ron is like,
he's like, cheers, mate, for the heads up.
He's like, thanks for the tip
and
off.
We took the car.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, our mom is so mad at us because we took the car, the flying car. I wonder if Draco is like, what is a flying car? But then he's like, meet us at Diagon Alley.
I like
whatever.
How he was like, pee pee poo poo fat stinker.
because the
Fred and George were like,
I like how the twins are what, in sixth year or whatever now? They're 16? Or no, 15.
No, because they were in fifth year and Fred and George were in seventh year. So they're only 2 years older.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they are now in fourth years, 14 mm-hmm. years old. Why do they sound more immature than the 12-year-olds writing to each other?
But I love how they have such a personality. Like, they're so funny.
They are really funny.
I really like that green teacup, like, made them funny. Because, like, sometimes, like, they do make me, like, chuckle.
Chuckle, yeah. Draco makes me chuckle. Like, why is he so funny? And then, like, the letters are done. And then he's in Diagon Alley, like, waiting to meet people. And you get a hug. Because he's, like, standing outside Gringotts.
I like how he notices how her face looks like after the summer.
Yeah, she's, like, tan. She's got some freckles. Yeah. I like how, like, she is, like, look at my braces. Aren't they absolutely atrocious?
And he was, like, yeah, but he didn't say it.
He's, like, I've fallen for this before.
Feel about Hermione having braces in this one?
Honestly, like, I read about it and then I immediately forget that she has them.
Mm.
But what happens in canon? She just gets her Madame Pomfrey fixes her teeth.
Draco hexes her teeth to be really long.
Oh
yeah,
well, he would never do that here.
Lionheart Draco could never. She needed like the Muggle way to fix her teeth.
Yeah, true. But I wonder. I
like it because
I love
some braces representation.
I wish he had just been like, if you don't go to Pomfrey, I'm gonna hex your
teeth. Think Pomfrey is doing cosmetic stuff for the girls? Like, she would have lines out the infirmary.
True. Like, I just need to go from an A to a D cup, please.
Like, fix my pimples right now.
But I like also because obviously Lucius is not here, so. Like, another, obviously it's so diverged from canon, but you get a really interesting intro when, like, a Malfoy meets the Weasleys.
Mm-hmm,
and because it's Draco now, and he's like, I like that he made a really good impression on Molly. Like, obviously his pure bloodiness is like a little
like
extreme.
But like, Molly loved it.
Yeah.
She's like, that's my heritage. And like, Fred and George are like puking in the background. I'm like, can you stop?
No, literally.
Give Molly.
Appreciate your culture.
Give Molly a break, please.
No, I know. Like, Arthur is, like, introducing himself or whatever. He's like, oh, like, Ron said that you saved his life. He's so good at picking friends. And Draco's like, mm-hmm. Weasley, you dog. I didn't know we were friends. I would have sent a card.
That was so funny. I also like how when they're looking at broomsticks, Draco's just like, why don't you just buy one?
Yeah. And also, I'm just like, Harry is like not buying one because of Ron, but I'm just like, just, you know, if you get one, you're just going to share it with Ron. Like, he can ride it. I think the reason that we see moments like this is like, I feel like Green Tea Cup is really like unionizing like the Harry Ron duo. And mm-hmm. then like, it, so then that is like, gives you like the Draco Hermione duo.
Yeah. And then you get a little bit more like, this is where Green Tea Cup also like makes the world a little bit larger with like the politics
More depth
because basically Ron is mentioning how like Percy's gonna run for minister one day, and he's like, which party? Didn't even think about how like in the Wizarding world there was gonna be parties.
I never thought about that. I gotta tell you, I didn't understand any of this, so if you know how to explain it to me.
Okay, so there's like the two. Okay, so I think it mimics like the British parliamentary system. Which I think there's
as
like,
if I know,
yeah, and I know only a drop because of my husband. But basically I think there's multiple parties, but the two main parties are the Pops and the Ops, and the Pops are like the Popularists, which are basically like Labour Party, which is basically like, I guess, like the Democrats.
Liberals,
and
then there's the opposition, is who put up a new person this time, this year or whatever, and the leader of the opposition, they have leaders, so like the leader of the opposition is Albert Runcorn,
and he's basically like the Tory. And then I like how they're just like, oh, like, would your dad be a Tory? Because like Harry's just like, oh, my Uncle Vernon is like a Tory because he like doesn't like poor people. Draco, would your dad be a Tory?
And Draco's like, I'm a Tory. I hate poor people. And
Draco's like, I don't like the comparison of like Vernon to my dad.
He's like, especially if there's a Dudley in the mix.
He's like, you can't equate it. Also, Lockhart is running.
Great. You're an author. I'm just shook that right off the bat they're like talking politics.
Yeah. When I was 12, I was like,
couldn't tell you a thing. Mm-mm. Who was president when we were 12?
Wait, actually, I want to kind of a little bit push back on you about this, because when I was 12, I for sure was watching the debates because it was Obama, Hillary Clinton. Like, those people were debating. Like, I remember watching it because it was like a big deal for Hillary
Clinton.
But
I didn't understand any of it. I understood he was the first Black president, or running to be the first Black president.
I feel like if I had the mindset and the vibes of Draco Malfoy and Hermione Granger, I would be able to keep up.
Yeah.
But I just wasn't raised, I guess, like that.
Maybe, yeah.
I wish that I was as smart as these 12-year-olds.
Yeah, they're just talking politics. And then you remember they're 12 because, like, Harry and Ron and Hermione are like, let's have ice cream for breakfast. And Draco's like, what kind of tomfoolery? But then he takes, like, they, like, are doing their thing. And then they all split up. And he's just like, let me show you the real wizarding establishment. Drags this poor girl
to Nocturne Alley. And she's just like, I've spotted, like, 15 contraband in, like, the span of 2 seconds.
She's like, I'm gonna come back to these when I'm working at the Department of Magical Law Enforcement in, like, 6 more years.
Okay, Hermione. You do that.
I know she's thinking that. She's taking like a
the
tally.
Way that Theodore is like Ashante and kisses Hermione's knuckles.
They run into Theo, Nott, and Pansy. And Pansy's a year younger than them in this fic. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So I like
Pansy
that
like bows.
Get it together. And she's just like, that's Draco Malfoy, like Lucius Malfoy's son. I like how he's like famous. Like Theo's like, yeah, I told you I knew him. Didn't
he's
you?
Like the Harry Potter of the Pure Blood Society.
Literally. Also, she's just freaking rude, man. Like, shut up, Pansy. But yeah, like, I think Theo like grabs like Hermione's hand. And he's like, oh, Shantae, kisses it. And Hermione's just like, oh, I didn't know you were French. Don't be dense, Hermione, but... I like that, like, Draco's just, like, a little bothered.
Yeah, about, like, Theo and Hermione exchange. Do you think it's because he's jealous or because Theo is a pureblood who hates Muggleborns?
Maybe a little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
And then also him and Theo have, like, a little bit of a rivalry-ish.
Ish. Yeah. I like how Hermione's just, like, they're not nice.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, that's nice.
That's pretty nice. Like, what you, it's not going to get any better. Theo is like going on and on about how he couldn't, like, how do I know you? Oh, you were at the top of our class for Transfiguration. Like, I was trying to beat you. And she was like, I wasn't at the top of the class for just Transfiguration. Yeah,
she's like insulted.
And he goes, 1,000 pardons. You're 12! Me, this whole thing, I'm like, you're 12 years old.
He was raised in society. And then we're on the train. Mm-hmm. And I love that Ginny goes to Draco. Aww, and is like,
it's really cute.
Did you want to get sorted into Gryffindor? Yeah. He's like, fuck no. Just kidding.
She wants to know, like, if she can, like, influence the hat and all these things.
Like, did you ask for Slytherin? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, did it work? And he's like, look, open your eyes. And then I like how he is just like, he doesn't say like, obviously you're going to be in Gryffindor, but he says like, if worst case scenario, you're going to be in Slytherin, like at least you'll look fabulous.
I know. He's like, it goes much better with your coloring. He's not wrong. I like that she like gets sorted into like Gryffindor, and I think she like comes right over to Draco because
like gives him a hug.
Yeah, I was like, aw. So cute. I like in every single fic, I love a Malfoy Weaselet friendship. Mm. Also, like at the end of chapter one, like so poignant or whatever, how Hermione was like, I don't know. They were talking about something and he was like, well, what, don't be ridiculous. Like, you wouldn't have known me if I was in Slytherin, you know? And like, you can't. She's like, I would have missed being friends with you. He's like, you can't miss what you don't know.
Yeah.
And she goes, that's just wrong. And he's like, what are you talking about? And she like points over to the Slytherins and she's like, you miss them like crazy.
And
you don't even know them. And I felt so bad for her also because she's like, she puts in like 110% into being his friend. And he obviously like loves being her friend, but it's like sad that she notices how much he doesn't want to be
there. I kind of want to be like, Draco, it's been a year, like you need to get
over
it.
yeah
but I think he's still 12.
Yeah, that's true.
If I just try to pass Magical Securities Act, it would basically make the DMLE put a trace on former
Death Eaters or people, right, of interest. But Dumbledore, with his influence in the Wizengama or whatever, is like gnar. Mm-hmm. Lots of politics, man, in this one. I'm just trying to read the Hermione.
I like how what keep was that up. who says, was it Percy or was it George? I forgot, but it was like, it'd be a great thing for the ministry. Dad thinks it's not half a bad idea since
I think it's Percy.
It let Bones finally nail a whole lot of former Death Eaters. He thinks loads of them are still up to anti-Muggle activity. We just can't catch them. No offense, Malfoy. He added thoughtfully. Draco looked up indignantly. None was being taken until that. Like,
he's okay. Just catching stray. I do see how it's hard for him to be in that environment. It's almost as foreign as like Muggleborns for him.
The next chapter is called Tryouts.
Do you meet Colin Creevy with his ginormous effing camera that he shoves in everybody's face? I'm a Colin Creevy hater.
I like that he's just like, I need to prove to my parents that this is real.
I know that part's kind of cute, but he gives me brown auntie vibes, just filming everything.
Yeah.
Do you ever see those pictures? No.
Yeah, he's like one step away from being a creepy Tom. A peeping Tom.
Yeah.
And then we meet Sturgis Podmore.
Then you Dada teacher.
Dada.
Dada.
Sturgis Podmore.
Sturgis Podmore.
Yeah.
And apparently he's good looking.
Yeah. He's nice. A stud. Sturgis, more like studdis.
Okay.
I don't know.
Amazing job. I love that a lot. Why does he start out that? I don't know if it's the first
with
lesson.
With House
Elves? Well, I think, I'm assuming that time has been going on. Actually, I don't know if that's the first lesson, but for us it is.
Yeah.
Well, he starts out the lesson with House Elves.
Like, that's, and like they're that he not dark one. Creatures, but I guess the way that they're bred is dark.
Oh, yeah. That was an interesting fact. Do we know that from
canon? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. But yeah, I guess that makes sense to have them tied to a specific house or bloodline.
Yeah.
Yeah, that actually tracks.
That's insane. And then Draco is just like
sinking lower in his seat,
and then he tries to defend them. And you know what, it kind of reminds me about like my mom defends house help in Pakistan. But do you know what I'm talking about? Like, yeah. It's kind of like that where they're just like,
they want to be making you jai yeah. four times a day, and they love to raise your children, like, and carry them around for
where
you.
Where are they going to go? No, they stay with families for the long, like, my mom has literally said that, where she's like, no, like, the family stay together, and they, like, raise us, and, like, we're attached to them, and they're attached to us. And I'm like,
yeah, but you pay them. Yeah. This is their job.
Yeah. I guess it would be like house help if we didn't pay them.
Oh yeah. Right. Oh yeah, true. I get it. Like, he's grown up with Dobby.
Mm-hmm. And we like Dobby, like, we're so attached to yeah. Dobby too.
And also, like, yeah, I like learning that. I like already knowing about Dobby first.
Yeah.
You know?
But he's not treated amazingly.
No, and he's so nice to Draco yeah. in the way that he had, like, a whole break, like, a grieving period when Draco moved to Hogwarts. Yeah. And he sends him so many gifts. And, yeah. like, and I also know. One time Draco pushed him down the stairs. Yikes.
No, Dobby accidentally pushed Malfoy down the stairs, and that's why he has, like, a scar, because, like, Narcissa told him to bash his head against the yeah. wall until, and then feel sorry.
Right, yeah. What the fuck, Narcissa?
Yeah.
Oh, that I just know. Made me feel so I know. So
and
bad.
I like how Hermione's like, isn't anyone doing anything?
No, she's literally shook to her core.
Yeah.
It does surprise me that, like, there's no outrage. Actually, like, in canon, there's, like, no outrage about house elves and stuff, you know?
Because it's so insane, because only the rich and the pureblood has it. So I don't understand why, like, the rest of the wizarding population isn't like, yeah. this is so
well,
fucked.
Well, I think, like, in Lionheart, during this lesson, the whole class is like, this is not insane, but, you know, they're, like, tittering nervously.
Yeah.
And Draco is just like, yikes. But, and,
you
like,
it's not your culture. You don't understand.
We'll get there. Culture is crazy. It's not your culture to have a house elf. That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't like slaves. That's yeah. Sorry that my culture is progressive.
Yeah, so he kind of defends them in the lesson, and Pottermore kind of just, like, steamrolls him. Like, he lets mm-hmm. a lot of students talk, and Hermione asks all her questions, but Draco goes on his thing about how they're, like, happy to be there, blah, blah, blah. And he just kind of shuts Draco down and moves on. He's like, open your books up or whatever. And I'm like, yeah. damn.
Well, what do you want him to say? Do you want him to be, like, validating Draco's feelings?
Not validating, but I think you should, like, foster communication in classrooms.
Draco's helping Neville again, and he's just like, also, can you help my friend Leanne? And I am also annoyed with Draco that he has to...
You're annoyed for him?
Pro bono, like, two people.
Well, it was funny because Neville was like, well, if you let me bring her, I'll do your herbology homework.
You know what? He...
And he goes, why do you think I need help with my herbology homework? Well, Neville, like, with, like, grows, like, one vertebrae of a spine and is like, well, you're still not beating Hermione. And he's like, damn.
You got me.
You got me there. Like, Green Tea Cup does such a nice job being, like, you know, September rolled on with, like, her her colder fingers wrapping around. I don't know.
I like that the seasons are always a girl.
Yeah. I know. Moody. Okay. I had to put this quote in. This is like how I feel like this is how, like, she describes, like, you know, like the lessons going on. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You can read it.
Okay. In History of Magic, Hermione wore quill tip after quill tip down to the nubbins.
Nubbins.
While Draco napped on her shoulder. And in astronomy, she fell asleep under the telescope while he drew star charts she couldn't be bothered to transcribe. It's not observation, it's math, she said. If math already tells me where they are, why bother with the telescope? Because you can't moth your way through magic, Granger. Watch me.
Your accent just...
It's not good.
Spot on, for Stop sure. It.
I really like that. Like, you can't math your way through magic. Watch me.
I like that she just naps under their telescope. Yeah. And I like that they're sharing a telescope. So also, during book two, I'm like, there's, like, so many, I'm like geeked because there's, like, so many little casual, like, moments thrown in where they're just, like, touching each other. Like, there's, like, a scene where they, like, she knocks him with her knees and he, like, knocks her right back, or, like, yeah. they're stealing food off each other's plates. And I'm...
It's, like, playful. Giggling. Like, it's not, like, romantic.
No,
but
it's,
like,
it's cute.
And then we got Quidditch tryouts. Yeah. I gotta tell you, I don't care for Quidditch in canon, but mm-hmm. Quidditch in Green Teacup, mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. I am yeah. all for it.
And I like that it's kind of, like, Draco and Harry's thing for now.
Yeah.
Like, they both share go it. Try out. Yeah. They're
but
so
it's
nervous.
Also, but like flying is their thing together, but I think talking Quidditch is like Draco and Ron's thing.
Yeah.
And I like how when they try out, it's basically like Fred and George just like berating them, like just shouting at them, and also like sending Quaffles their way.
Yeah.
Like, it's so funny.
And then something about like they're like yelling at Draco and they're like, what is that, like a ferret or something? Also, an albino ferret.
I like how like in Draco's mind he's just like he felt that Fred and George were like easier on Harry.
Yeah.
And like you really see how he feels when Harry catches like the snitch or whatever. And then Ron like cheers more for him than he did for Draco.
Yeah.
And he feels a type of way about it. And then even Hermione's like, oh, like, don't worry. Like, you know how they are.
Yeah.
And then we get more about like the friendship of dynamic, Ron and Harry.
Yeah. And honestly, like, fuck you, Ron, because he was like, yeah, you did great, Draco, but Harry. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, I know. I would also feel bad.
I would be feeling a type of way.
Yeah.
And this is all like when they're after tries, they're walking back.
I wonder if Harry would even feel like he has that ability if Draco didn't even like,
yeah,
do that with
him
last
year.
Yeah,
that first year.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, true. Also, yeah, and I'm sure Draco's kind of like, God damn it, set myself up.
Yeah. So there's like a fight on the way back from tryouts, and Pansy calls Hermione a mudblood.
Well, they all run into each other, and like Draco's like so impressed that Goyle is actually trying out that he's like, damn. Like, he like tries to insult him, but he's like, actually, like, nice. Yeah, and then they're like, oh, you found a broom that can hold you up, like,
oh my god.
But not that like Goyle didn't like say shit right back, but still, you know, I don't know why it gets so heated,
like, between like Pansy versus Hermione.
I think first of all,
Pansy will just fight anyone.
No, literally I was gonna say that, like, TLDR,
what? What?
It is actually a like, really funny fight because Ron is like, I'm going to think it's so hilarious because they're still talking about Goyle trying out. He's like, when Flint, like the captain of this Slytherin team, manages to bag the world's only flying troll. Oh my God. That's really funny.
Ron is so funny.
Ron's got jokes. Ron does. And like, obviously, Greg just resorts to violence, lunges at him, and Theo's like, heal, Greg. But yeah, so I think then they're just like, somebody's like, don't touch Ron. And it's like, Hermione's like, don't touch Ron. And Pansy's like, don't touch Teddy. And then Ginny is like, watch your tone with Hermione. And they're just like having a pissing contest. And then obviously when it's Hermione up in the front, Pansy has to be like, or like when it's Hermione and Ginny, Pansy has to be like, oh, she's a blood traitor. And then
you're a mudblood.
Yeah.
And then Ginny, like there's like a pause.
Crashes.
And then Ginny just lunges.
Wails on her. And it's actually, first of all, she's a tiny, itty little 11-year-old, and I like how she's never spoken two words before this, backhanding Pansy.
No, literally. And then they're trying to pull her away, and she's like, let me at her! Let me at her!
Get off of me!
And then, what was it, Draco or Harry being like, wow, I don't know you talked to Ginny.
Yeah, and then like, and then I think she like goes for her again because like Pansy fucking spits at her.
Oh my God.
And Draco has to pick Ginny up and move her onto the other side of him. And I'm like, damn, you got her back for sure. So yeah, that definitely is not great for like him and Theo's little truce. But
and Draco's like, I don't know, can you like make sure Pansy's not such a bitch. And Theo's like, no.
Well, first of all, get Pansy on a leash. But I like how she's to Ginny. She's like, get her off me. She's feral. Like, okay.
She starts
crying. She's like, take me to the hospital wing.
Immediately, I know this Ginny is going to be my favorite. No, Ginny Lineheart. Ginny is going to be great.
One day, like, Draco's on his way to go teach Neville and Leanne. And Leanne never shows up. But also, like, on his way to go teach Neville, he, like, hears Snape and Dumbledore talking, and this is like,
Basically, like Lockhart is running for minister, and I think like Dumbledore is like regretting not hiring Lockhart or something, because it's like splitting the vote, it's like some of the votes are going to like whatever, and Snape is like, no, like you need a good teacher for your students,
and that's interesting, but anyway, so he hears about that, and then Neville goes through their whole lesson without Leanne, and Draco's like, the hell, like, you made all this fuss about your friend Leanne doing potion stuff with you, and she, where is she? And then when they're like leaving mm-hmm. back to their dorms or whatever,
dun dun dun,
yeah, they see like
she's petrified.
Yeah, Leanne's petrified, and poor thing is like all clutching her little potions book like she was on her way.
Yeah.
And then there's like no more mudbloods in like a big sign on the wall.
Yeah,
so it's like more canon-y again here.
Chapter 11, Samhain. Oh my god.
Twist Samhain.
The Matt Mooble reference. It's really nice that all of them help clean up. That was so cute.
Yeah, they all have like a little vigil outside the hospital wing, like with Leanne. And also like they're so into it. I'm like, you guys are so nice.
But I thought it was so funny, like Ron asking Lavender how she knows how to get blood out of clothes. And Hermione being like, Ron, you have a sister.
No, literally, like, put two thoughts together. And then he like gets it, so like he's like, oh sorry, Lav. but yeah, like she's like, I know this gets like things off clothes, so we can try it on the stone. And like Ron is like, okay, well, if our like scourgify spells don't work, we can just get like a little mop from the broom closet. And I'm like, you're gonna stand there and scrub the wall? Like, you have filth for that. And then
yeah,
no,
don't
they like
let him without a job.
No, literally. But they're like, Harry's like, I'm not gonna sleep until it's off the wall. But yeah, so they gotta grow their mandrakes now to like get it done or whatever.
Yeah, because mandrakes are still gonna like they need them to grow to like brew like a potion to so it's still like canonically
they're petrified. Yeah. And also like I put in a quote from when they're like doing the mandrake stuff, and I think Neville was like, yeah, it's gonna take this long and to do this potion or whatever, and Draco's like shook to his core and he's like, rare form, Longbottom. And that's correct. And Neville's like, yeah, and with a cheeky little twitch of his eyebrow, well, anyone could tell you that if they paid attention in herbology. And Draco's like, don't get saucy. And Neville's like, sorry. I'm like, damn.
The Quidditch tryout results
are
out, and Draco's reserve seeker. So he's like the understudy of the seeker.
That sucks.
And he's pissed, obviously.
Yeah. And Theo's like, well, this is, I think Theo made, what is he, a beater? And mm-hmm. Theo's like, yeah, I would much rather beat Potter than you. I'm like, and then also, it was interesting, like, you see, like, the Slytherin-ness still in him, because Theo's, like, trying to goad him, and he's like, oh, isn't that just extra painful than not making the team at all? Like, they just didn't want you just enough.
Yeah.
And Draco, like, he has, like, a really good response. He plays it off super cool, and I'm just like, damn, you learned that from Narcissa.
Anyways, he's, like, in a pissy little mood even on Halloween, which is Samhain, right? And he goes to like the bonfire, and he like makes excuses to the twins because they're like, we're having a Halloween party, fucking loser. Don't you want to join us?
And they're like, they do like a big Halloween party.
Yeah.
And so he just pretends to be sick, and like all of his freaking dormmates are so nice to him. Neville's like, do you want any soup? Harry's like, do you want to just come for, like, they do such a nice job for this party. They've been prepping, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, Draco's coughing like, up a lung.
Leave me alone. Mm-hmm.
And then they all leave, and 5 minutes later, he's sneaking out.
The Slytherin party is near the Whomping Willow.
Yeah, like, they meet near there, like, with, well, you meet Daphne, and
Daphne, my love.
I love her.
I love Daphne.
And then they go in from the Whomping Willow into the forest. Like, what the heck? But yeah, it's just like a big bonfire. I like how they have, like, skeletons walking around as, like, the waiters.
Hell yeah.
Who you know did what? That?
You know what? Hell
it
yeah.
Sounds like a classy party. They
it's
have,
a
like,
vibe.
They've got a vibe going. They've got lots of food. It's for sure a classy little shindig. And I love Daphne. Like, I feel like she just, like, says hi to Draco. And she's like, is it true that Gryffindor Tower has a cat? Like, the first thing she says to him.
Because she has a cat named Duchess.
Yeah, I
love
that.
That's such a cute name for a cat.
Yeah, she's seen Aristocats. Are Theo and Daphne kind of flirting?
Kind of,
bit.
Like, he doesn't like the idea of her dancing with anyone else.
Yeah, so he takes her dancing because she wants to dance. So then, like, Pansy and Draco are kind of talking alone for the first time. Yeah. Is this where she's like, I don't really have to be good at anything. Like, I just have to get married.
Yeah.
And, like,
and he's like, wow, romance is dead.
Yeah, and she's like, you're a romantic? And he's like, well, my parents were a love marriage. And she was like, yeah. And they had no other choice than to be a love marriage, because if they weren't, then somebody was gonna make them get married.
Right.
Like, and then Daphne's like comes back with Theo and she's like, Draco takes me dancing, like to go take me dancing, and he like does, and then she trips.
And he calls her a drunk ostrich.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Because he's like, can you walk? And she's like, yeah, I can walk. It's like wobbling all over the place. And he's like, well, you're lying.
And then Theo and Draco like have a little talk. And Theo keeps talking about mudbloods and how in Gryffindor, you're like, you're probably like,
yeah,
like, you know, see mudbloods all the time. And
yeah.
Draco's like, yeah, but I don't really like, I can't tell who's a mudblood and who's not.
And also he's like trying to fish out Draco's like political views.
Yeah.
And Draco's really good at giving him nothing.
Yeah, he's a good poker player. Theo also says that Hermione's pretty.
Yeah, he's like, come on now, it's the 20th century, we can admit when a mudblood is fit.
Okay,
damn, relax, bro. I think Draco just hates that.
And then Theo toasts to whoever is petrifying Muggleborns. And I like how we see like Draco putting the cup to his lips, but he doesn't drink.
I like that.
All right. And then we're on to chapter 12. So chapter 12 is House Elves and Marigolds.
Ooh. But it starts out with he's just like running late to potions because he was out partying all night with these Slytherins, man. Never a good influence.
Yeah, and because he's like late, he doesn't want to go all the way to the front where Hermione is sitting, so he decides to sit with Theo instead. Yeah.
He's like also half mad at Snape, which I kind of get because he like docked him points.
Yeah.
But like, bro, you know your godfather, he just loves to humiliate anybody.
Yeah, and you're not special to him like at all. And I like how he starts like brewing the potion with Theo and just immediately hates the way Theo
hates his life.
He's does everything. Like, he's like, your knife skills, system? Shit.
Mm-hmm. And to be fair, Theo did like crush like whatever eyeball like pufferfish.
Yeah, when Draco was trying to tell him like not to do that,
he was like, "Don't." He's just like not taking it seriously, and obviously Draco's a little nerdy nerd, and he's like, "This is potions. Like, I love potions."
And I don't understand why Hermione comes over.
No,
like,
Hermione, sit down, sit your ass down, Gucci.
I know.
Get your ass back home.
Bro. And then she's like, she asked for pufferfish eyes, and it's like already the one that like Theo butchered and stuff.
And also she's trying to trade for something.
And Theo's like, no. And he like kind of insults her.
Well, it's they're like, being really like demeaning to her.
Yeah.
And also like, because they're also sitting with Crab and Goyle, they're both like, is she bothering you? Yeah. I think Hermione.
Are you bothered?
And Draco's just like, oh dear God, like somebody shoot me right now.
I know.
But I think Hermione was just like, yeah, she came over asking to trade, but remember right after she's like, is there a reason that like you're not sitting with me? Like, did I do something? And I'm like, God damn it, that's so sad. And Draco, that was so brave of her.
I know, and Draco can't handle her earnest expression. And then Snape gets like
Snapey.
Yeah, Snapey. And he's like, sit down, Miss Granger.
She's like, I will.
Ron is just like, maybe you should help her. Like, Ron gets involved in anything but his business.
Yeah, he'd be saying whatever he wants to say. Gets like a month of detention, I think. No, like a week of 2 weeks of detention.
But I also see how this kind of like, it kind of shows like where also like Ron also probably has like a little bit of like a crush on Hermione as well, just like, or like the level that Draco does, because he feels like protective over Hermione, and you can see that.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm gonna stand up for her. And I think also they also know that like he sticks with Harry, and like Draco's supposed to stick with Hermione, like, and then they all come together and they saw that Draco not do that, and they're just like, what the fuck, bro?
You're ruining the vibes.
Yeah, you're killing the vibes, man.
Potions ends, and then they're going to the other lessons, and Hermione is just being protected by Harry and Ron, so Draco can't like ever apologize.
Yeah, and I like how he was like, yeah, by the time he got to the next lesson, he had like two lines of explanations, like three excuses. And several lies that he could tell Hermione to just like get all this behind him, and just doesn't get the opportunity. He like throws a note at her at one point, and Harry, he's like, the stupid seeker is so good at catching it. Harry like catches it out of the air. So then like, because he can't get a hold of her, he's like, he knows that she goes back from dinner early to like do her charms homework, and so he like goes and waits for her at the common room, and she's like, what are you doing lurking here?
He's like, I wasn't lurking. And then she gives like
the dictionary definition, the Webster's definition. She's like, if you're not talking about whatever happened this morning, like I have some reading to do. And he's like, yeah, I know, charms. And I think he's like trying to like prove that he knows her so well. And she's like, yeah. And he's like, I know that you're doing. And she's like, okay.
I know you so well.
Yeah.
Please forgive me. And then his way of like apologizing is like dragging her to the Gryffindor like Quidditch locker room.
And breaking in and like grabbing his broom. And she's like,
Hermione hates flying.
No, literally, what do you... Where did you come up with
this? He's like, I know that you like charms. I also know that you hate flying, but I don't care.
Yeah. And then also she's like, I'm not doing anything until you apologize to me. She's like actively like getting dragged like behind him, following him to wherever he's going. And he's just like, yeah, like this morning was just like unequivocally such a disaster. It's just like never should have happened. She's like,
That's not an apology, babe.
And I'm just like, do you know your friend?
This is his apology. This is a great apology.
Do you know it? Yeah. But yeah, so then he just like bullies her onto this broom. And I'm just like, actually, like, you know, like love languages, he needs to learn her apology.
I like that he's like,
that's
you have to hold
on. Is about.
I like how he's like, you have to hold on to my waist.
Like,
what? Yeah. Anyways, like she takes her flying. Him. She is terrified and she likes a little bit of it, but I think she's just terrified.
Yeah, but I think like when she's back on the ground,
she's like, that was kind of fun. Like, oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's hindsight. Yeah.
And so then he's like, and it was cold out. And also, I guess he catches, like, he released a snitch also. Like, this was just an excuse for you to also get back on good terms with her, and also fly at night.
Peacocking.
No, literally. He's like, let me apologize by showing off my skills.
Yeah.
And he like gets off and he's like, reserve seeker my ass. Like, okay, this is all about you.
They go to the kitchens and Hermione's can't handle that there are elves working here.
Like, Draco, these are all house elves. He's like, yeah.
Like, who do you think cleans up after you?
Give me my nibbles.
And like, what was it? There's like that one house elf who like knows Draco and what he likes.
Yeah.
And gave him like a balsamic vinegar like
salad thing.
With
bruschetta.
Yeah. Yum.
Yeah. And some hot chocolate, right? Mm-hmm. Yum.
Yeah.
I too would like to live in a castle with house elves.
I mean, they're paid in
Hogwarts, I like guys. That they're paid, but they wear pillowcases. Like really nice ones, but like, why are they wearing pillowcases? Is this also when he's like, she's like, somebody needs to be advocating for these house elves? He's like, yeah, people do advocate for them, but they're all just crazy.
Yeah.
Sorry. They're just like talking while they're having their nibbles and stuff. And
I think they were talking about muggles or muggle-borns and stuff, and how he's just like, he basically like lets it slide that like his aunt got disinherited because she married a muggle-born, and that like offends Hermione.
And he also is kind of like, yeah, well, Weasley and like, those kinds of families can do whatever they want. It's not that strict anymore. Like, yeah, I'm like, just like,
you know, the pure bloodiest pure
blood. Yeah, I'm just like, damn, I'm your royalty. And she's like, I don't think she's crushing on him yet. I think she's just like,
no,
damn.
I think she adores him.
Adores him. Yeah. But I think he kind of like makes up for it. And they're just like, they're teasing each other. And like, it's like she's
like, someone should study your brain.
Yeah.
Someone should study your brain. At least it'll get you.
Yeah. And then they're just like smacking each other and running back to the dorms. Why am I like giggling like I'm also 12 years old during this scene. Like, I'm like, I was doing our notes while I was in Phil's, just click clacking away, big ass smile on my face.
Yeah. But that smile gets wiped off of their faces because they see Colin Creevy petrified.
That was really sad.
Yeah.
And also Draco steps on his camera. I'm like,
he did that on purpose.
For sure. 100% for sure.
And then we got chapter 13, Yuletide. And then this is where we see that Hermione Granger is actually a pretty good liar.
Oh, yeah. I think they're just like explaining away, like, well, obviously they had to go tell McGonagall.
Yeah, like why they're out so late and everything. And she like throws Percy down the
And Draco's like, damn, that was really impressive, actually.
So obviously, like, everyone is freaked out over like these two petrified muggle-borns, and so Ginny makes like a pureblood bathroom brigade, and it's just like, look at her when she talks.
No, she's an activist. An activist in her own school.
She's so cool and nice. And then it's Christmas time.
Oh, yeah. And he goes home for break and they're like decorating the tree.
Yeah.
Also, you also see more of Dobby and like helping around the house. I feel like Narcissa like has like a rapport with him.
Yeah, I feel now. Like I'm like she doesn't have her own house elf. Like I feel like Dobby is like the house elf.
Yeah, and know? They just need one because it's just the two of them.
Yeah.
But like, you know, like her and Dobby are like bantering back and forth. Yeah. And like I'm just like, damn.
When she has episodes, it's Dobby who's like yeah, helping
taking care
her.
Of her. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she like doesn't when we see this, she doesn't like talk down to him. Which is yeah. interesting.
No, she doesn't. But obviously we know that she has inflicted punishment.
Yeah, so. And I hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Snape gets Draco a copy of most potent potions for mm-hmm. Christmas. And he's like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, he's like, he's given me a used one, mother. There's scribbles all over.
She's like, surely not.
Harry and Ron send him like a funny note.
Yeah.
He sent them chocolates and he's like, it wasn't even to really give a gift. It was just to be like, haha, isn't it funny that I got you a gift? Like, that's such a rich person snooty thing to think.
And then for Harry and Ron, they're like, oh, yeah, like this like freeze that they had over him because of how he treated Hermione is like warmed over because mm-hmm. of this chocolate. And they give him a gift too. And it's yeah. like,
it's like spectacles. And like one is like one is like red and one's blue. And I'm then, like, oh, to represent the two parties.
I was like, it's a 3D glass.
Yeah, no, I was wondering that too. Like, but they were like reading spectacles.
And then Narcissa like can't handle it. Yeah. Like she's like laughing at herself.
Yeah. And then also Hermione sends him like new cassette.
Yeah.
And he just like will not show it to her. And he's like, you wouldn't get it. It's an inside joke. And she's like, I like inside jokes. And he's like,
not this one.
Not yet.
And she's like, oh my God, Dobby, remember when he yeah. used to tell me things? Yeah. There's like this really strange big owl, like mm-hmm. just tap, tap, tapping on the windows. Mm-hmm. And basically Theo invites them to yeah. his
also, it's like, I felt party. Like Narcissa was a little weird here because she like takes it, looks at it, immediately gives it over to Draco. Like being
it's
a little
addressed to you.
Yeah. And she's just like,
she can't handle when he's like getting a little older and stuff. And
yeah,
how anytime
and also
that,
the fact that he could kind of controls. He's technically the lord of the estate.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
Not her.
Yeah, so she like hates that. I would also hate it if my 12-year-old son like outranked.
But she
me.
Doesn't have. He outranked her in name only. Like she's still running. Like she can still exercise her stuff over him.
Mm.
Like her power over him. Like you're still his legal guardian.
Yeah. Anyway, so basically, like he gets invited to Knott's hunting party.
Mm-hmm.
It's like their Christmas/New Year's party, mm-hmm. I guess.
And she's like, do you think we should go? And he's like, is it, do you think there's some like, because I think they haven't been invited in a while or something.
Yeah, because Narcissa's like crazy.
Yeah.
Anyways, they go. And I think it's so funny that like, who is it who like starts insulting Narcissa immediately? And then
like an old friend.
Draco's about to like draw his wand and Narcissa kicks him.
Yeah. Just right in the shin. And then she starts, it's like some old friend, and she's like, they're insulting each other's hair and clothes and like,
yeah,
their husbands.
And they're like, oh my God, it's been an age. Why haven't you visited me? I like that we see Snape just like in the corner
lurking.
Hating himself.
A lurker.
And hating everything. Why is he here?
These are his friends.
Okay.
Also, I think Draco's like mad at him because he's like, yeah, I got your gift.
Why does it suck?
Yeah. Narcissa's like, shut the fuck up.
She's like, I raised you better than
yeah.
them. Brutus Traverse flirts with Narcissa. What the hell is Snape talking about? I don't understand.
Oh my God. Like Travers or whatever is like, come sit with me. Like, come sit near me. Come watch me right here. And Snape goes, no, he's like, you better hurry up. You have a great seat waiting for you.
Ew.
When Draco like turned around to be like, what did that mean? Snape was like, you're teaching Neville again? Like, changes the subject.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like,
obviously.
What's going on?
And he's like, so you and Hermione, he's like, so you and Granger are friends? And he's like, yeah. And then like Draco just starts like damn near making a sonnet for Hermione.
He writes her biography, actually. He's like, and she's really good at this, and she's so good at charms and transfigurations, and she argues like a crazy person, and you just can't win. And he's like, okay.
I like how he cuts her off, and he's like, that's
he cuts
enough.
Him off, yeah.
That's quite enough.
Yeah.
Basically, like a stag comes out from like the trees.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They are at a hunt.
True. really put that together until that this moment.
Just invited to a hunt, but yeah. Don't kill anything.
And then he sees Narcissa's eyes get all glassy and he's like, oh no. Yeah. And he goes over to her and
she's like, it's just a baby and they're gonna kill it.
Stop it, Lucia. Stop it.
Actually having a schizophrenic episode, I think.
Yeah.
Or something is up with her. Mm-hmm. And so he has like finagle his way, like sneak his mom out of the party. Mm-hmm. And runs into like Theo and Pansy and Daphne and everybody. But honestly, this is kind of a sweet exchange.
Yeah, because this is like when we see like how Slytherins are really loyal. Yeah. And like they have each other's back. Yeah. And they're just like, okay.
Pansy definitely doesn't want to have his back.
Pansy's there though. Like, yeah, you know, she's still there. She's
sticking around. Yeah. Yeah. Basically, they're like trying to sneak away without anybody seeing Narcissa. Yeah. You can read the quote.
Daphne came hurrying after them, holding Narcissa's cloak, and tucked it gently around her shoulders. She tucked a strand of hair behind Narcissa's ear and said wistfully, "You're so pretty. I hope we'll meet properly someday, even if you are a raving nutter." "Andy, don't be rude," murmured Narcissa, her eyes rolling up. Daphne tut-tutted.
Like, what is going on?
I love this
what
exchange.
A mess. Like, I love this exchange. It's such a mess. Damn. A raving nutter. Imagine a 12-year-old just tucking your hair behind your ear. But you're a raving nutter.
Is she wrong?
No.
And then Theo calls Draco an honorary Slytherin.
And they like get him safely to the fire. And then like they get home. And then the next morning, Narcissa's like, tell me again. Like, I was just really drunk, wasn't I?
And I know. Like, chapter 14.
Yeah.
The unspeakable word. Yeah. Narcissa's just like, goodness, that was so embarrassing. Are you sure?
Yeah. I did that. No, yeah. We're so sure, Narcissa. You and she's are
like,
off your rocker.
He's like, no, you called me Lucius. And she's like, no. It was just the touch of Dionysus that I had.
Yeah. What is that?
I mean, because Dionysus is the god of wine.
Is that how you say that? I've been saying Dionysus my whole life. And he's like, you called Daphne Andy. And she was like, oh, silly me.
And then she's like, Dobby, I want delusion. Bacon. And he's like, it's literally the afternoon. Yeah. And she's like, no, I've decided it's the morning now. And Dobby's
turn
like,
back the clocks.
Dobby's like, should we turn back the clocks? Like, excellent idea.
Aw, Dobby's so nice to them.
I know. And then basically, like, Narcissa kind of insults Draco and the dad and Lucius at the same time, like, you're such a pighead, like your father.
Whoa.
And then Draco immediately like shuts down and is like, I'm gonna go and pack. And his mom is like, no, please make a play nice, please, Draco. Yeah.
But also he's just like trying to be like, you need to see a healer.
Yeah. And she's like
nar.
Break is over and they go back to school. 12-year-old be political.
No, they're back at breakfast talking about the election again. I'm like, don't you guys like where's the gossip? Like,
where's the Christmas gossip?
It's like, if Draco's not bullying anybody, all of Gryffindor has nothing else to talk about.
The gossip would be that Narcissa Malfoy is a raving nutter.
That's so. The gossip over at the Slytherin table. Like, Hermione steals some of like the Daily Prophet from Draco, and he takes like some of her toast, but then he's like, has to dump like half the like has to dump off like some of the jam on it because she like put half a jar of apricot jam on her toast. And he's like the maniacal witch. Oh yeah, this is like the first weird thing. Podmore, because now with two petrified students, they have to keep checking in with prefects at like every meal. And so like after a class, when Draco and Theo are walking together to the dining hall, like Nott checks in with like a Slytherin prefect, but she's like so all cranky because like Podmore's just like kind of whisper yelling at her.
Yeah, this is so weird.
So weird.
Yeah.
Nott's like, what's going on? And she's like, Pansy's missing. And Podmore's like, tell me where she is. I'm going to go look for her.
And Draco's like, no, she might be in the girls' dormitory or the girls' bathroom. Like,
Theo says that.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, Theo says it.
Oh, okay.
Draco's not going to know where Pansy is.
Oh, slay Theo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Protect Pansy.
Yeah, I know. But like he keeps insisting. And then when Theo says like, well, what if you can't find her because she's in the girls' dorm? Like Podmore can't say anything else. So he's like, well, like 20 points from Slytherin.
And tell her to check in with me during lunch.
Yeah. And also he's like, and another 5 points for every like 5 minutes that she's late.
That's insane.
Like, bruh. Like, why is he losing his marbles?
Yeah. Get it together. You're a grown man.
I know.
And then after, like, Draco realizes, like, why is he so worried about Pansy? Like, she's mm-hmm. a pure blood.
Yeah. And Theo also is like, yeah, she effing hates him.
Yeah.
And I guess this is why.
Yeah.
So that was intriguing. Yeah.
I like how Ron asked Draco a Potions question. Yeah. And Hermione's like, why are you asking him?
Yeah.
Is it because you think he's better at me than Potions? Yeah. And I like that Draco is like, wow, only Hermione would care that, like, everyone thinks she's better at potions than him, especially Ron.
Yeah. And also she's like, and if it wasn't for Snape docking 5 points off for my handwriting, we would have the same score.
I was like, Hermione, why do you have ugly handwriting?
I know, literally. I bet it's Snape just being like, yeah, your T's not crossed. But
no, you know, like, Hermione's just trying to, like, her hand can't catch up with her mind.
Yeah. And she's just flying across the page. Harry's like dying. Ron's just like, oh my God, like, I'm gonna have a panic attack. And Draco's trying not to laugh. And then there's just like a crack.
Yeah. Dobby operates right into the common room and is like, there's burglars at the manor.
Yeah, whoa. Maybe don't lead with that.
No. And so Draco freaks out, like, literally grabs him by the collar and is like, is my mom okay?
Yeah. I mean, he's panicking.
I know, but and not like, a good look to Hermione.
Not
she's like
cute at all. No. And also, like, all three of them are staring at him because I think it's the first time. Because Ron is like, I didn't know you were this rich. How much is a freaking house elf, bro?
I don't know. I guess, like, or only rich people it's have like house
buying
elves.
Pure,
and stuff.
Buying, like, thoroughbred horses.
Well, obviously, breeding them, like, means dark magic.
Yeah.
He's just like, okay, like, operate me to where they are. And then he goes to Hermione and he's like, and wait up for me.
Yeah. Like, he's like, I can explain. Yeah. He's like, automatically on the defensive.
I don't know why he wants to explain to her, but, like, he does.
Yeah. I'm like, you're just digging the hole deeper.
Yeah.
But he knows he's in trouble.
So, like, they go back to Dumbledore's.
No, they go to Snape's office.
Oh, Snape's office.
Yeah, because Snape is just, like, in the corner, like, brewing something. What is he brewing?
Oh,
because
Narcissa asks Snape for help, and Snape is like, well, I'm going to rope Dumbledore into this. Like, this is what happens when you ask
Snape
for help.
She hates that. Yeah.
Yeah. And basically, like, Narcissa knows that they stole, like, a diary, and we know that this is, like, Tom Riddle's diary. Mm-hmm. Snape, like, shatters.
Yeah, like, he, like, drops whatever he's holding, like, a beaker, and I'm just like... Huh.
And obviously Draco's like, tell me what it is. And he just gets, like, dismissed.
Yeah.
So he's pissed because he's like, the manor was raided. My mom is here. And, like, everyone's
Dumbledore
having this, like,
all up in my business.
Yeah. And everyone's talking about, and he thinks it's, like, a Death Eater thing, but he doesn't obviously realize, like, the extent to what it is. And he gets dismissed. So he's, like, all huffy and puffy. And he can't have Dobby, like, walk him back to the dorm.
Also, Dumbledore's so nice to Dobby, like, patting his head. And also, when Dobby was in the common room, he, like, sees Draco's friends. Like, when Ron was like, whoa, what is that?
Yeah, he's like, oh my God, Draco's friends. Yeah, and he's like,
You're Master Malfoy, Master Draco's Wheezy and Pooter. And then he's like, there's her
grain jar.
Grain jar. You are his grain jar. Very clever.
And, I love him. Yeah. Like, and then on top of that, like, the painted lady won't let him in. Mm-hmm. And then finally Hermione, like, opens the door and it's like, I was waiting for you.
And he's and like not his, this right now.
That's like his 13th reason.
No, first of all, you asked her to wait for you.
Yeah, dude.
Like, why are you up her ass for no reason?
And then he calls her, like, a nag. You're like, you are judging me because I have a slave. And she's like, I'm not judging you, but, like, why do you have a slave?
Yeah, like, and this is when I learned that it's 1993.
Yeah, that's so true.
I'm like, damn, like, y'all are old AF right now.
She's like, you have a slave in the year 1993.
And I'm like, that's what year it is? I had no idea.
Yeah, and he's like, you won't get it because it's not part of your culture.
That wrong moves. Just wrong moves.
What is that? What does that mean?
And then she's like, you're just like, how is it that you're always, like, making yourself out to be the victim? Like, you wanted me here. You wanted to talk. Mm-hmm. Like, what is? And he's like, I am the victim. And I'm like, oh no.
Oh my God.
It's not getting better.
At the end of the day, he's just a white man.
A white privileged AF. Rich boy.
Yeah.
And then she's like, you wanted me to talk, like, you wanted me here to talk about this. And then he's like, no, I didn't. She's like, yeah, you did. And then he's
like, well, I just didn't fancy getting lectured by a mudblood.
Oh.
No.
And then, you know, like, the worst thing is, like, A, she hears that, slaps the shit out of him. Amazing.
Yeah.
Like, 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But then he goes, Muggleborn, I meant.
Yeah.
Lectured by a Muggleborn. No, don't. Okay.
Don't backtrack.
Don't you do said that. What you said. Yeah.
You said what you said.
Like, he will say anything except an I'm sorry.
No, literally. And then I like how he like puts his, like, after she slapped him, like, he puts his hand to his face and like
ooh.
And then like the cool of like his finger of his ring.
Aww.
Is like a stark against the hot face. Yeah, it's not good. Not a good look.
And she like runs away and he's just like
crying,
bellowing up after her.
He's like, Granger,
dead of night.
And then he hears like a Malfoy and he turns around and it's like Harry and Ron who heard everything. Yikes. Okay, now we're on chapter 15.
Any living thing.
And I like how it says, like, it wasn't the silence that broke him. It was Ginny Weasley.
Aw, and you know what? I get it. Also, like, I understand, like, you talk about Slytherin loyalty, but, and he did a really bad thing. Mm-hmm. But the way that they were so quick to ostracize him.
Yeah, like hazing him and everything.
And and it was Ginny. Ginny was also just like, you know, she has her little activism crew. So she was like, if he sat near her, she was like, I'm not hungry anymore. I'm like, Ginny.
Yeah.
And he's, I get like, it, kind of.
Let's sit somewhere where like a blood traitor and a half blood are wanted, you know?
Damn. And also like Seamus, like, I think burned his potions essay or something.
Oh, yeah. He and used it for kindling. It. Yeah. I know. So he was already so like tired.
Yeah. And so then he just gets sick of it and he just like starts sitting with Theo and everybody at the Slytherin table in the Great Hall.
Pansy was like, what? Like, why are you sitting here? And he's like, does it matter? There's no rule against it. Theo shrugged. Draco sat down. He chewed. He swallowed. He took another bite. Pansy watched him with an expression of alarm. Teddy, they broke him.
Teddy, they broke him. I'm just like, how are they so close? But they're not. Also, like, it's so funny because they, like, don't know what went wrong. And she's like, it might be about his mother, you Muppet. But she's, like, spelling out mother like he's five. But, yeah. And then also at the same time, like, you hear about elections going on. And, like, there's, like, a double edition of the Prophet. And I guess, like, they have, like, some other dude on the other party that's going to be the candidate for minister, I think, instead of
Asquith.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. What's happening? I don't know what's happening.
Minister against Ron Corn Fudge. That makes four candidates with Lockhart. The votes in a week of all times.
Yeah. Also, like, it's only been a few days, right, since the whole mudblood thing happened, or has it been like a day?
Yeah, I want to say it's been like a couple days. Yeah,
and then like also he gets an owl from Hagrid, and this is like I like this intro of Hagrid.
Last book, he like Draco was just like, Hagrid makes him uncomfortable because he's like so large.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, Hagrid invites Draco over, and I think like it also shows Hagrid's kindness. Like he's the only one that's like
And he makes sure that he clarifies, like, I'm not mad at you. Don't worry. And I feel like that really eases. Like, let's not forget Draco's still 12 and still has, like, some semblance of social anxiety and, like, wanting to belong. Mm-hmm. And so that was really nice of him. Like, they also, like, end up clarifying who Asquith is. Speaker of the Weezing Camel.
Left-wing bloke.
A left-wing bloke. Pop party. Yeah, and then, like, because he's sitting at the Slytherin table already, like, Pansy's also being strange, and she's like, walk to Draco specifically. She's
walk
like,
with me.
Walk me to defense. And he's like,
he's like, what, why? And, like, even Theo's just like, you don't have transfiguration with Draco. Yeah. And she's like, well, our classrooms are like...
Yeah. And he does it. Thanks, Draco. But because he's walking her, they both run into, like, Snape and Podmore.
Yeah, and she's like, walk faster.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and then Podmore is like, oh, you're on your way to class, like, Miss Parkinson? Yeah. Like, I'll walk you. Pansy is obviously, like, super uncomfy.
Uh-oh.
And Draco tries to think of an excuse, but, like, he's just like, oh, Hermione's better at lying.
Yeah. My first time reading this, I was, like, so concerned. I was like, what's he doing to her?
Yeah.
I was so scared. And it's still, like, really sad. But, yeah, he was like, Hermione, ironically, much better at lying. But, yeah, and also I didn't like that Podmore, like, put a hand on Pansy's back, like, and, like, Draco observed that it was, like, somebody guiding livestock. Ew, I hate that.
No.
But
so then Draco visits Hagrid.
Yeah.
And also Hagrid is like, look, Hermione came here like crying about you. Like, obviously she's not done with you, yeah. but you have to like make an effort and like actually apologize. I think it's funny that like Draco's just like, he gave Hagrid like a present to walk in with.
Yeah, like, he was like, I wasn't raised by garbage.
Narcissus, like, Daisy mom. It's like, you can't come in empty handed.
And you know what? I applaud that. Yeah. He brought tomatoes. Uh-huh. Like a basket of fresh tomatoes from the kitchen. That's you know, cute. Sprat or whatever down there was like, do you want a nibble when you're here?
Yeah. And then also how like Hagrid has like these like biscuits or what are these cakes?
Rock
and, like,
cakes.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah. he bites into them and like damn near like breaks his jaw. Also, he's like, Hagrid is like, oh, do you want some tea? And he's like, yeah, actually with a splash of lemon and like. He's
a dash of cream. Mr. Hagrid.
Like, okay, like, yeah, like Hagrid is gonna have lemon in his fridge.
he might be growing some lemons.
But like Hagrid gets through to him. He's like, okay.
It's
like,
nice because I think all of his friends are like, usually like figure out what you did wrong. And like yeah. you figure out how to fix this and you better be doing something. And I think Hagrid kind of sits him down and is like, do you understand? Like, you know, this is what happened. Mm-hmm. This is why she's upset. And he doesn't give him like exactly what to do, but he's like, this is kind of what you do.
And he also like parts ways by being like, don't kill the spiders.
Yeah, because Draco like accidentally smacked one. I was like, what? Ew.
So anyways, Draco leaves and it's like potions class. And he's like, this is my attempt at getting Hermione to like me again. So he cuts up some pufferfish or something like that. Mm-hmm. And lionfish.
Does butchery, yeah.
Lionfish spine. And he goes over to Hermione and Neville's table and is like, hey, here, I gave you some. And then Hermione is like, I love that she's not even
not
looking
talking
at him.
To him. Yeah.
And she's like, Neville, can you pass me the knife? And then
just starts doing her lionfish spines. And I know Neville wants to actually die right now. And he's like, thank you. Yeah. And she's like, oh, you need lionfish for the recipe. And she's like, I know what I need for the recipe.
And he's like, look, it's a present. Take them. Yeah. And she's like, how generous. And then he's like, would you look at me?
Yeah.
And then she's just like, Professor Snape, Malfoy's bothering me.
Great response. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry you had that coming.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then he's like, and she's like, sit down or you're going to lose points for Gryffindor. And he goes, I don't give a rat's ass about Gryffindor. Why are you?
That's not helping,
that's
Draco.
Literally working against you again. You like, why? Get it together, please. I'm gonna need you to get it together.
And then Snape literally tells him to get it together as well. And he's like, I've heard you changed, you know, potions partner. And he's like, it's not my. Yeah. It's not because I wanted to.
He like holds him back after class. Yeah. I like this exchange with them after class because he like says so much, but as usual, like Snape, he like says so much without mm-hmm. saying pretty much nothing.
Yeah. So he basically revealed how like he had like a friendship with a Muggleborn and he said mudblood and it like the friendship never recovered. Mm-hmm. And so Draco's just like freaking out. Yeah.
Draco also just like was like, okay, you know what? I have nothing left to lose. Just blurts out what he did wrong. And Snape like has a visceral reaction. So like, I think before this, Draco was like, I don't really know where he stands on like the spectrum of it. Yeah.
But I also feel like I wish that canon Snape was more like this.
Yeah.
Because he
like, give us something. Yeah, you're because just a bully.
He like hates it when like the portraits say mudblood, you know, and mm-hmm. he's like, don't say that word. Yeah. Like, why can't he be like that with like the students?
Yeah,
because he can still like, you know, if like Lucius or whatever asks him like, why are you policing the word? He can be like, I still have to be like under Dumbledore and like whatever,
right.
And see like a reformed Death Eater.
Yeah.
So why can't he just like enforce that with Draco? Like, I feel like he could have
in canon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I wanted Snape to be more of like a presence in Draco's life.
Yeah. Also in canon, he just like they literally only interacted mostly for book 6 and the task,
and it's not a great
was he interaction. Actually his godfather,
so
in canon
it doesn't say in the books, but Tom Felton said in an interview that a J.K. Rowling told him that Snape was his godfather, and I feel like I trust Tom Felton.
Yeah, but sometimes I'm just like, did J.K. Rowling just pull facts out of her ass like after the fact? Do I trust
her? Does
it
still count?
I feel like she gave us the world and it's time for us to take
You're
control
so right.
of it.
Should I bleep out her name? I'm just kidding.
that's crazy. This fucking bitch. Also, like, when he's like, Snape is like asking him what happened, and like, nobody's given me two chances, like, and he's just like so angry and he's like kicking thing, and Snape is like, this is your second chance. Yeah, you're like literally screwing it up. And Draco's like, what? And Snape is like, I had a friend once. And Draco was like, I can't even say this. Like, why am I laughing so hard when I read?
I had a friend once, like, Snape.
Merlin just alarmed, and Draco's alarmed. Why is that the funniest thing I've ever read?
And then Snape glared. Right, sir, sorry, go on.
Go on.
I had a friend.
And he's like trying also so hard to make sure that Draco doesn't know it was a girl. Because if he learns that it's a girlfriend, he's like, Draco's gonna pass away. No,
literally. He's already alarmed. He had a friend.
Merlin. I remember I was also listening again to the podfic of this chapter by MNG on Spotify.
I love MNG.
I get to this part, like, actually spit out all my toothpaste. Like, it's funny when I read it. It's funny when I
So then, like, Draco's like, all right, this is my last lifeline. Yeah. Like, he goes to Neville and he's like, how do I get to the greenhouse?
He also gets the shit scared out of him because, like, Snape's like, I didn't fix it with my friend. And he's like, ever? Like, you just lost the friend. And Snape is like, just doesn't say anything. And so I think Draco's like, I'm gonna kill myself.
Yes. Then he goes to Neville and he's like,
where are the flowers or something?
He's like, how do I get to the greenhouse? He tells them, and then he transfigures some lilies into marigolds.
Yeah,
and he's like, McGonagall would have been proud.
And it's like the same day as
the Quidditch.
I think Slytherin versus Gryffindor. Actually.
Yeah, a big game.
And
and so, like, you know, the hallways are like not how they normally are, but he's like waiting for her in the library because she like comes 7 a.m.
Yeah. And he's like, she's not going to go to this game.
Yeah. And she doesn't show up. So then he comes out and he sees Theo's looking for Pansy
outside the library.
Anyways, he goes back to the common room and he like tells Lavender, like, where the hell is Hermione?
Yeah.
She's like, she left for the library. And he's like, no, she didn't. I was there.
She's also so sick. And he's like, what the hell is wrong with you? Like, make yourself a pepper up potion. And she's like, I don't know how. And he's like, okay, I have like 1 ounce of like pity left in me. So you can have some of mine if you tell Hermione.
That I was looking for her. Yeah.
She's like, what?
Basically, like, he goes towards like the field, the Quidditch pitch, right? And McGonagall is like, no, the match is canceled. And
the match is canceled. Everybody go to their heads of houses. Like, go find them right now. He's like,
you're my head of house.
Like, damn, nobody's giving him anything. She's like, oh, yeah, shit. And she's like, okay, you might as well come too. Like, yeah, she forgot that he was a Gryffindor, but she's like, yeah, he's still Hermione Granger's friend.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. So anyways, he goes up and he sees a hijabi.
I know. Representation. Wow,
shout out hijabi.
Green teacup. Yeah. I feel seen.
Thanks for that.
Thank you for the Muslim representation.
Yeah, and so the hijabi's been petrified, and then next to the hijabi is...
And he, like, it's so sad.
Hermione!
Yeah, you, like, see him, like, be relieved because he, like, had that sinking feeling. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, no, because he sees Harry and Ron, and then he just, like, kind of knows what's coming. I feel so bad for him because he was, like, he was on the apology train.
All right. And then we get to the final chapter of book 2 called The Election.
This entire chapter has, like, 5 million things happen. I'm getting whiplash every 2 seconds.
It was, like, 100 pages.
It was so long.
So basically, like, Draco, Harry, and Ron are, like, in shock and are trying to ask McGonagall, like, what happened. And while she's, like, saying, oh, it was near the library, like, blah, 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 like, Draco starts spiraling.
Yeah.
And is basically like, oh, my God, Theo was in the library. Oh, my God, Theo says, like, you know, did a toast to, like, the faceless friend who's, like, taking down all of these Muggleborns. Yeah. And he's just like, it's Theo. Like, he's a pureblood and he's the son of, like, a former Death Eater.
Yeah.
Like, it's him. So he's just, like, gaslighting himself.
It connects these random dots, starts running,
and then Harry and Ron are like, oi, where are you going?
They cannot run away from a scheme, you know.
No. And he's just like, no, it's Theodore not. And he's like, he's that maggot.
Ron.
Who is Theodore not? You know what?
Ron is a team player, if nothing else. Well, I think they're all going back to the dungeons.
Yeah. Because they're still trickling back from like the Quidditch pitch. Mm-hmm. And he basically like flipendos the shit out of Nott.
Bro, that was just straight up assault.
He came in like guns blazing.
Guns blazing. And also like, I know Pansy and stuff is there and there's other Slytherins. There's 2 12-year-olds fighting. You're not going to do a damn thing.
No.
Like, where's your prefect?
No.
Where's Snape?
What's happening?
It was actually like really, it was a little sinister. He like,
yeah,
damn near gave him a concussion.
No, literally. And then he's like, Theo was like, why?
And he's what's like, going on?
He was like, this is for Granger. And he's like, what the hell? And everyone, and then like Daphne and Pansy is, are also there and they're also freaking out like what's happening.
Yeah. And like Ron is like in it, like he's 100% behind Draco. He's like, you like, this is for Hermione, don't play dumb. Like both their wands just up Theo's like in his entire face. Harry's just like, guys,
one thing about Harry, he's gonna cast an Expelliarmus.
No, in every universe, canon non-canon, that is his pitch.
Theo casts a Petrificus Totalis.
Like, do you see what I'm saying? Like,
a reducta. Like, it's definitely, no, but it like, feels like
Theo's not like just defending himself, but then like Pansy gets an like Expelliarmus and he's like also guns blazing. Like,
well, he is being attacked by three.
Yeah, so he wasn't doing peers. Like, he was not retaliating to Draco and Ron.
But then Pansy, he is really protective. That's over what I'm Pansy. Saying. Like, sometimes I'm like, do you like Daphne? Do you like Pansy?
No,
like,
literally. What is it? He's like, I gotta stake my claim on every pure blood I can find. That's
but it does feel more like sisterly to Pansy.
Yeah, I think he's like, I wonder, like, I know his dad sucks, so I wonder like if also Pansy's dad sucks.
Yeah, maybe they just have like a,
I know Pansy's parents just like don't give a fuck about her,
a shitty dad club.
Yeah.
Anyways, and then Pansy starts freaking out and she's just like, she basically is like, stop it, stop it, stop it. Like, he said like they would be fine. And then they all stop and they're like, who are you talking about? And basically Podmore forced Pansy to like
petrify them. Well, first he wanted her to Avada. Yeah,
that's crazy. You're asking, guys, an 11-year-old to like split her soul.
She's in middle school.
That's
actually
insane. That's insane.
What do you mean? Like, And she was like, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. So then I just like paralyzed them. And like, he promised. I was just like, bro.
Because basically Podmore is trying to like dismantle Dumbledore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
and, like, take him down.
This actually, I will say, it's more believable than a random basilisk.
Interesting, really?
Being in the school. Don't you think?
Yeah. I still thought the basilisk was like sick though. Like,
hella sick.
They all of them shift focus to Podmore and they're like, yeah, we gotta get that fucker. Yeah.
She's like, you can't tell anybody. They just go right to him. And also like Theodore is like, Podmore, like, I'm gonna go fucking kill that guy. You're 12, guys. And then also because they, I guess, Harry and Ron feel so bad that they damn near killed this kid, who also is running with most likely a concussion. They're just like, all right, well, I guess we got to go charging off. Like, he can't duel a professor alone. Like, right. What do you mean? And Daphne's like, you've done this before? Because like Harry was like, it took 4 of us to beat Quirrell. And she's like, did you kill Quirrell? And he's like, Ron is like, no, we just disarmed him and then he was actually Voldemort and then Harry touched him and he burned. So yeah, actually, maybe. We'll get back to you on that real soon.
They go into the Defense Against the Dark Arts classroom and like, they're like, Podmore isn't there, but the TA is there. And then they get the TA to like spill where he's at.
He's at the greenhouses. So then they're running to the greenhouses. Yeah. The cardio.
And there's
crazy.
So many stairs. Like, I'm just, like, do any of them trip?
And you know what? No. Draco hasn't gone to a single freaking
Quidditch practice.
Quidditch practice.
He's so out of shape.
Yeah, him and Ron both are just like
huffing and puffing.
And that's me.
Yeah. Anyways, the greenhouse is getting set on fire because Podmore is like trying to kill all these mandrakes.
Yeah.
But
it's like,
okay.
Why did you decide to do that now? Like, you could have done that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyways, like, it's okay. The 4 of them are like saving the day.
Harry runs right into the fire. This is why he was the boy who damn near died.
Yeah.
Every year.
He's not the boy who lives, the boy who damn near died.
And then, like, Draco, thank God Draco's a Gryffindor because, you know, he has some sense. And he's like, let's do Aguamenti. Let's, like, Like he did like a reducto and then Wingardium, like Ron Wing. Oh, yeah. Thank God for Ron also. Yeah. Like Ron, like Wingardium Leviosa said some like and other big planters.
And then because like basically like Draco did a reducto and then Theo was like, God, I love that spell. And Ron says, it's aces. Here's my favorite. Wingardium Leviosa. And then it says, and with a swish and flick that would have brought tears to Hermione's eyes, he levitated the largest mandrake platter.
That's from so the burning cute. Record. I like that, like, every thought, he's just like, back Hermione. To Hermione.
Yeah.
Hagrid just 1,000 minutes too late. He's like, what did you do to my plants? And they learn from Hagrid that Podmore went into the forest. So then they all run into the forest.
Lots of spider webs.
Yeah.
And Ron is freaking out. I hate spiders.
Hate the spiders. And then it's like they run like.
Then Yaxley is there.
I don't know how they didn't like reveal themselves before this. But yeah, Yaxley is just like threatening.
So it's Yaxley and Podmore. And then they're just like fighting these little kids.
Bruh. I also like what a terrible decision. Like they were hiding. They hadn't seen him yet. They see him like yelling at Podmore about like, why didn't you just kill these people? And he was like, how was I going to kill them? Like, oh, okay. So you were going to have Pansy kill them.
Yeah.
And I think he gets Crucio'd or whatever. And like, because of the Crucio, I think like Harry just goes like running out.
Yeah. But also before that, Yaxley is just like, oh, this was your daddy's idea. He confessed an idea of how one could dismantle the Hogwarts administration and replace it with a more suitable infrastructure for our purposes.
Yeah. He was also just like, your dad said to Draco, he was just like, your dad said that like, it would all start with this notebook.
Okay.
Yeah, how do they beat these freaking...
The spiders. Adults?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're about to get got. I think they didn't really touch Draco too much. And, like, this is the story of his life. Every pureblood is like, damn, we can't touch a hair on his head. Because, like, Quirrell last year also, like, Voldemort just, like, didn't tie him up when they were, like, getting the stone. But, yeah, so then, like...
So like, then, like, but Yaxley does an Avada Kedavra to the Akramantula.
Oh, yeah. Well, Draco stomps on one to call all the rest of them.
He's so smart.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Draco has an idea and he's like, Dobby. Mm-hmm. And Dobby comes in and he's like, apparatus.
Yeah, has to grab all four of them, get out of there.
Yeah, and then he apparates them to, like, Dumbledore's office.
And like, so, that, like, because they're in Dumbledore's office, like, Fudge is there because it was election day and he fucking lost. Yeah,
he lost.
He's a freaking loser.
And McGonagall's there and Dumbledore's there and, like, the loser Fudge is there and everyone keeps reminding him that he's a loser.
Also, like, I was so surprised that Ron had such a visceral reaction to him losing. Like, he's like, I can't believe you lost or whatever. But yeah, like, they're just like, it was Podmore. He did everything. Like, what are we going to do? Like, how are we going to stop them? Dumbledore gives, like, nothing as usual.
Yeah. And then Draco notices that, like, you know, a spider had bitten Dobby's arm. So he episkies it.
Took you long enough.
I know. Draco. And then Dobby's like, oh, 1,000 pardons for embarrassing the house of Malfoy. And Draco's obviously, like, so embarrassed.
I'd be like, listen. I love that you're so dramatic, but now is not the time.
And then I like how Dumbledore is like, oh, can I have this word with your servant, please? Mm-hmm.
And he's so nice to him. And like, Theo was like, I wish I could have brought my house elf, but like, I can't call Mimsy. And like, Ron's like, you have a house elf too? And he goes, yeah, we have 10 of them.
Like, bruh. It's just him and his dad. Yeah, like, that's and crazy.
Like, and like, Draco's just like coughing into his hand, like, like, excessive frippery. He's like, sorry, we have a household to run. And he's like, we entertain guests. So then they're just like throwing like good natured insults at each other.
It's
and
cute.
They're at, like,
it's
a little
cute.
Yeah,
it's like the second time or whatever that he gets called a blood traitor and he's just like, whatever, it just rolls right
he's
off.
He's like,
back.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Okay. And then we finally get to the last stretch. Draco has been at Hermione's bedside for like
every
a week
single
now,
day.
Right? Every
yeah.
single day. And I like how he says Hermione Granger snored when she slept. I love that.
Yeah. And today's the day they're like waking all these people up.
Yeah. And then he's like been like taking notes for her and like slipping it in her bag. Yeah. But basically, like, she starts like, you know, her eyelids slid open.
And also, it's the first time he says, not like, he doesn't say Granger. He's like, Hermione.
And he said it felt odd on his tongue. And she like wakes up, he gets her an Agumenti. She's like chugging that shit.
Oh,
and then she's like, Draco, what happened? And he's about to like, right, so like, you know, Professor Podmore? And she's like, no, to my bed. And apparently Draco had basically been drowning her in these marigolds.
Yeah, actually, she's been there 2 weeks because there's a dozen vases of marigold table, around her table, like in little pots and on her, like on her bed and on the quilt. And she's like, what am I going to do with these? And she's like, well, you just took so long to wake up. Like, I came with like a dozen.
It's like I came with
and then another dozen. Yeah. He's like, I can't bring old flowers.
What do you think I am, a Weasley?
He goes, day-old flowers? That's rude. And I'm geeked at this point.
Yeah. And then she's like, well, I'm still not talking to you. And he's like, okay. So then he like whips up his like pre-planned apology. And she's like,
a note.
She's like, that's not good enough. And then he's like, please, like, I'm really sorry. Like, that was, I was like a ponce.
And he's like, and she's like, wasn't it a good script though?
Anyway, she forgives him and he's so relieved. And she's also relieved because she didn't want to be mad at him anymore. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then she's just like, but you can't just say sorry. Like, you have to believe it. And he's just like, obviously, I don't believe that about like Muggleborns. And she's like, okay, well, what about Muggles? And he's like, that's like a stretch for me. And I like how she's just like, you know what? I'm going to take this win and I'm going to slowly convert him to like the other things, because like you can't just like fundamentally change someone like overnight. Yeah. I think it's like a slow process.
And she's so like socially and emotionally aware for that.
Yeah.
Like, she's not expecting the sun and moon. She's like baby steps.
Yeah. And she also notices like obviously a change in him, and he even proves that further by like being like, Granger, like, let me get that from your wrist. And she's like, okay. And she gives it to him. And he's like, oh, this crunchy. And he's like, Dobby, I give you this crunchy.
He called Dobby, right?
Uh-huh.
Miss Granger.
It's so cute. And then he goes, and then he's just like, tell Granger, like, what Dumbledore said to you. And Dumbledore basically offered him a position at Hogwarts where he would get, like, paid and stuff. And Hermione's like, oh, I hope that happens to you.
Yeah.
And Draco's like, yeah, me too. Here, catch. It's a crunchy. Master has given Dobby a crunchy.
Dobby has a crunchy. Dobby is free. Also, I love that, like, he came, when he apparated, he, like, looks around. Miss Granger, you is really liking marigolds. Also, it's marigolds because, like, when they were talking, when they first went to the kitchen,
he
was, like, telling her about Narcissus and his little, like, Victorian flower cult. Yeah. And marigolds.
He's Jasmine. And marigolds.
He's Jasmine. Yeah. Marigolds is for forgiveness.
Yeah, yeah. For, like, apologies.
I'm obsessed with that.
That's so cute. They're finally at Hogwarts Express, and Ginny's, like, spilling the tea to, like, Fred and George about how Percy's been seeing Penelope Clearwater. And then Draco's just like, wait, explain to me how, like, the cassette works. And she's like, it's electromagnetic. And he's like, so magic.
So that's magic.
No.
It's magnetic.
And no, that's, it's magic.
It's science.
No.
No.
So amplification charm. No.
And, like, come on now.
And then he's like, all right, take it apart and explain it again. And I like how it ends with Draco felt that 13 was going to be his year.
Oh, so cute.
And that's the end of book two. Lionheart by Green Teacup.
Such a good one. A lot of, I was like, wow, not a lot happened with, like, the changes from canon. Like, you know, there wasn't, like, like, it wasn't so action based. It was so much growth. And I love that for 12, like, at 12 years
old. Yeah, there was, like, introduction of politics. Like, the growth of, like, Draco being, like, a pure bloody brat to, like,
being, like, way now more accepting. He's not just, like, it's not just that, like, Hogwarts is new. He's, like, fully immersed in school, but also, like, the social aspects of, like, his change and, like, growing as a person.
Yeah.
I like that. That feels normal and believable for a 12-year-old.
10 out of 10 made me laugh.
Yeah, but I love book three.
I know.
Feel like book my three, first read is where, like, I kind of got, like, book three, I was, like, sold. Because I think with my rereads now, like, with book one and book two, I'm, like, giggling and kicking my feet with, like, all the little details of, Hermione and Draco's relationship. But when I was first reading it, book three got me. Right. But should we do book three next, or are we doing disappearances? Listeners and us will have to find out.
All right. We'll Did see. We manage some mischief?
We totally managed some mischief today. Yay. And some marigolds.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening and being a part of this little Dramione book club. Please rate us, preferably 5 stars, and don't forget to click that little follow button to get a notification every time we post, which is every other Monday.
And make sure to check us out on social media, where we create content quite regularly. Our TikTok is at Dramione Diaries Pod, and our Instagram is at Dramione Diaries. Bye!